You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, if you've missed anything along the way, you missed a lot today. We spent some good time really diving into the issues underneath the headlines as it relates to Iran, Israel, Hamas and Gaza, Ukraine, Russia, and a host of other things that come to the international front and what actually comes next. We're watching very closely to see what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson will do as it relates to aid for Israel, whether he tries to do that as a standalone package, whether he takes up the Senate-passed bill. Again, already cleared the Senate that has $96 billion of aid for Israel, Ukraine, for Taiwan, and also humanitarian aid for Gaza. Whether that becomes the path on a bipartisan basis and what that means for the speaker and for keeping the gavel as speaker. We'll continue to watch all of that as it continues to play out. And most importantly, we'll continue to watch the unrest in the region and see what Israel chooses to do next. President Biden has sent a clear message, although clarity may not be the right word, as he gave Iran, very clear mandate, don't do it before the weekend. They did it. Now he's telling Israel not to respond or to retaliate, to show restraint. That becomes part of it. The president saying, take the win, and you were able to defeat the 300-plus missiles and drones that were sent towards Israel. So that's going to continue to be a dominant force as we go through the week this week. And so we'll continue to cover all of that here on KSL News Radio. And I also want to just take a quick peek in terms of what comes next on all of that, because you do have the White House saying don't do a standalone Israel package. You've got the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives saying don't do the big package with aid for Israel and Ukraine tied together. They want to see that separately. So we'll watch all of that. And then, of course, the real unifying force in the United States of America today is the grumbling we all have as we file our taxes. And it is a little bit of a dreary day here in the Beehive State, maybe appropriate for those of us getting the taxes in at the last minute. You do have till midnight to get those in or file an extension, of course. Check with your provider on that one. But an interesting conversation we had earlier in the day with Eric Boehm from Reason, and just busting some of the myths around taxes in this country, because taxes have become the political playground and great bumper sticker slogans and a great way to rally the base or great one-liners in speeches for both Democrats and Republicans. And I thought it was interesting that Eric Boehm kind of went and blasted through a lot of the rhetoric, the very populist rhetoric from both the left and the right. And, of course, the most common is, you know, get the rich to pay their fair share. Well, what is that? And what does that actually mean? The wealthiest Americans are now paying a higher share of federal taxes than at any time in the past 40 years. And yet there's still this gap between what the American people perceive in terms of the tax code and who is actually shouldering the burden of most of the costs. And so it's easy for populists. It's easy to do the class warfare thing. It all works out really well. The president has used a phrase for many years now that just simply doesn't add up. And that is that American billionaires pay an average of just 8%. That's been debunked and by multiple people on both the left and the right who just say, stop saying that because it's not true. The more important thing is that we have to start to understand where we are in terms of what's being collected. And yes, the wealthy are paying the bulk, the lion's share. Now, have tax rates gone down for the wealthy? Yes, they have over the last few years, which is interesting. And most people don't recall that in 1980, the highest marginal tax rate was 70%. Now, even if you're making a whole lot of money, there's something that doesn't feel very fair share if someone is taking 70 cents out of every dollar that you earn, that's a pretty high cost. And so now we've settled into about 37% as the highest marginal tax rate. But again, it's easy to vilify and demonize and do the class warfare thing. The reality is I think less about how much more taxes we need to collect. I think we got to figure out how much we're spending, because that's where the bigger hole is in the boat. It's about what we're spending and quite honestly, what we're spending it on. And so to me, we've got to get past just a tax question. We can have a tax question. That's fair game, and we should decide that in front of the American people, not behind some closed doors in some 2,000-page bill nobody's going to read. So let's talk about it. Who should pay what? Let's have that. Fair and square, straight up, make it straight. And then let's talk about what are we actually spending that on? And most important, what are we getting out of it? If the American people are going to pay taxes for government services, they better get really, really good government services. And they better be able to hold their elected officials accountable for what services they're getting, what services they're not getting, the quality, and most important, the results. Because it always comes down to the results in the end. All right, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us today. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.